In 1986, a boom went bust. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. In 1986, we saw the bright lights of Halley's Comet and the darkness around Chernobyl. However, a record-breaking television failure made 1986 a strange year. The Mystery of Al Capone's Vaults, April 1986.
Scarface Al Capone may have built it, and nobody knows what's in it. Some say money. Some say bodies. Some say it's booby trap, and we're going to open it. What secret lies inside? It may be Scarface Al Capone's biggest secret, and we'll open it on live television. Step inside the vault with me on April 21st.
In 1986, Geraldo Rivera was looking to make his mark. After a public dispute with the network, Rivera was fired from ABC. The journalist-turned-talk show host wanted to do something big. At the same time, Chicago's Lexington Hotel was going to be renovated and was once owned by arguably the most notorious crime boss, Al Capone. TV execs John Jocelyn and Doug Llewellyn had the notion that what might be unearthed during demolition might be great television. However, the show couldn't be pre-recorded. It might run the risk of information leaking and spoiling the show. The only option? Do it live. The execs tapped Geraldo Rivera to host. The networks thought the show was too risky, so the producers syndicated the special with TV stations around the U.S. and all over the world. The hype train around The Mystery of Al Capone's Vaults was in motion. More on that after this break. The first hour of the special was more of a documentary to get people up to speed on Al Capone and the significance of the hotel. The rest of the special was live, and it was Rivera's job to keep the excitement alive as crews started making way into the space. To add to the intrigue, there were IRS agents at the ready, in case the vaults held some of Capone's money. There were also forensic examiners on hand, just in case any of Al Capone's victims were unearthed. When the moment of truth arrived, only a few old bottles were found. The vault was empty.
All right, now, I hope you've enjoyed the adventure of the chase. You know, to briefly review, we found some bottles, we found some other artifacts, the tunnels. Or rather, the vaulted space did date back to the time of Scarface Al Capone. But I don't know, our seismic or sonic tests must have been slightly awry because we didn't find the much heralded hollow spaces that we were led to believe were in there. What can I say? I'm sorry.
On air, Rivera apologized to the audience. The spectacle was relentlessly mocked. The estimated audience, 30 million people. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.